KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, some areas of fog, and 64 degrees. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy. On Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Three Western Iowa students and an adult suffered minor injuries, including scrapes and bruises, when the bus they were in rolled over Thursday afternoon. A Lewis Township school bus carrying students of the Lewis Central Community School District toppled onto its side into a ditch at around 3:15 p.m. after the driver of the bus apparently swerved to avoid another vehicle. The accident happened on Applewood Road in rural Pottawatomie County near the Mills County line. The driver of the bus and one child were taken to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Two other children were transported to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Their injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. The accident remains under investigation. More news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker is warning the public about a new sweepstakes mailing scam that purports to be the result of your shopping trip to a large chain store. The sheriff says his office has received multiple complaints from citizens saying they were notified by mail that they won a sweepstakes by being randomly selected as a consumer that has shopped at a large, well-known chain store. The notification includes a check, which the recipient is instructed to deposit before remitting a non-resident tax to an address included in the letter. The mailing says the recipient would then be entitled to receive the remaining prize funds. Danker says any person who receives any check, money order, or negotiable financial instrument from an unsolicited source should be suspicious of the financial document's validity. He encourages you to report any suspected fraudulent activity to your local law enforcement agency prior to taking any other action. The Harlan Police Department reports a Kirkman man was arrested on drug charges Wednesday following a traffic stop. 20-year-old Colton Cobalt was taken into custody on charges of carrying a weapon, possession of drug paraphernalia, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, those being marijuana and methamphetamine. Cobalt was being held in the Shelby County Jail. The Harlan Police Department reports a Harlan woman, 27-year-old Amanda Sue Wicker, was arrested Tuesday on an active Shelby County warrant for failure to appear for a pretrial conference on drug-related charges and a moving violation. Wicker's bond was set at $10,000. Wicker was arrested on December 31st of 2011 on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, driving while denied or revoked an OWI first offense. She'd been scheduled to appear at her pretrial conference on April 30th. Her trial is set to take place May 30th. 3 days prior to her arrest for skipping her court appearance, Wicker was arrested on a Class D felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree after police investigated an incident where a 2001 Chevy Suburban had been extensively damaged at a location on Market Street in Harlan. She posted a $500 cash bond and was ordered to appear for a preliminary hearing on those charges on May the 17th. A couple from Harlan was arrested last week following a traffic stop. 45-year-old Timothy and 55-year-old Patrice Turner were arrested April 26th. Both faced charges of violation of a no-contact order and open container. Patrice Turner pled not guilty to the charges. Timothy Turner's case was not listed on the Iowa court's online system. A Council Bluffs woman was injured during a single vehicle accident late Wednesday morning. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN that 18-year-old Ricky Ahearns from rural Council Bluffs told deputies when her purse fell off the passenger seat of her Suzuki SUV, she reached over to grab it and lost control of the vehicle as it was traveling on Pioneer Trail just east of 220th Street at around 11:45 a.m. Wednesday. The SUV left the road and hit a power pole. Ahearns was transported from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to a local hospital, but her injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy and the suspect he was chasing suffered minor injuries following a high-speed chase and foot pursuit in Council Bluffs Wednesday morning. Sheriff Jeff Danker said Deputy Mark Freeman engaged in the pursuit of a motorcycle driven by 44-year-old Dean Putnam of Council Bluffs, westbound on 17th Street. The chase wound its way through several city streets at speeds approaching 70 miles per hour before Putnam lost control and laid the bike down on its left side before it skidded to a stop. Danker says the man then took off on foot from the scene with the deputy close behind. Freeman caught up to Putnam and tackled him to the ground where the two struggled. Danker said that Putnam resisted arrest and was combative. The deputy called for assistance, which came in the form of officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department. Despite their efforts, Putnam continued to struggle with the officers, one of whom deployed a taser. While still resisting arrest, Danker said the officers were finally able to get handcuffs placed on Putnam, but his fight wasn't over. The man then allegedly struck Deputy Freeman several times in the right knee and right hand. Both men were transported to the hospital for treatment and evaluation. Putnam was charged with driving while barred, aggravated assault on a peace officer, felony eluding, and reckless driving. He also had a warrant out for his arrest from Dubuque. Putnam was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $15,000 bond. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in the funeral announcements, Clifford Bax, age 79 of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Clifford Bax will be this morning at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Calvin Cal Steffen, age 88 of Griswold, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Cal Steffen will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Pearl Weston, age 88 of Griswold, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Pearl Weston will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Esther Dorothy Pierce, age 89 of Atlantic and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dorothy Pierce will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. Esther Gosnell, age 100 of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Esther Gosnell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Harold Wally Wallace, age 84 of Greenfield, died Thursday in Winterset. Funeral services for Wally Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Sherry Zeitlow, age 66 of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Services for Sherry Zeitlow are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.